Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. There's been quite a few developments overnight and today since we talked to you last with the new novel coronavirus that has been impacting China. And it's really an example that an exotic virus is only a plane ride away from any country in the world. To discuss what this means and more, we are joined and welcomed back Dr. Nyman. Dr. Nyman, welcome back.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. That's absolutely right about the flight of the exotic virus. The CDC just finished a press conference to announce that the first coronavirus case has been confirmed in the United States. This was a U.S. citizen in his 30s who had gone to Wuhan when he came back on the 15th to Seattle. He was not symptomatic. He subsequently did develop symptoms. He reached out to healthcare providers who then notified the local health department. A sample was collected on Sunday. It was confirmed on Monday, and the press conference was today. Since he was asymptomatic, even if there was screening at CTAC, he would not have been detected because he did not have a temperature. But because he did come in through a port that wasn't doing screening, the U.S. is going to be increasing the number of locations that do screening, and they'll be funneling flights so that everybody coming in from Wuhan will end up going through an airport that does have screening for fever. That's usually a fairly inefficient way of identifying people. The case today was one example where he was infected in China, but came back before he developed symptoms. So the virus arrived in the U.S. and did not have been detected through any screening that involved symptoms. In addition to this case that arrived in the U.S., there was a similar situation that happened in the Philippines. In the case of the Philippines, there was a five-year-old. They are not equipped to actually do the testing for the new coronavirus. So they did a pan-virus screening where they pick up any coronavirus. This five-year-old tested positive. So he's a presumptive positive. He has to be confirmed that he's the new virus and not another coronavirus. He was negative for SARS, but the SARS is related to this virus, but not related enough to pick it up. The pan test, the broader test will pick this up, but it'll pick up milder coronaviruses, which is a possibility, especially since this is a five-year-old. They're more susceptible to some of these milder cases. And then Taiwan also reported its first case that also flew into the country from Wuhan. And I believe that was picked up by a fever check. So that's if the Philippines turns out to be positive, there will be three new countries announced today. It'll be the Philippines, Taiwan, and the United States. The spread of the virus, or at least the detection of the spread of the virus, grew fairly dramatically overnight. The number of confirmed cases, I believe, is now up to 307. Some of the confirmed cases, or the suspect cases that was announced yesterday, have been confirmed. Just as a clarification, in China, when you say a case is suspect, that's not the same as suspect cases that are coming into other countries. In And for the other countries, it's simply somebody from Wuhan who has either symptoms or a fever, usually a fever, and they're suspect just because they're from Wuhan. But that will pick up, many different infections, and the person has to be detected, and the vast majority of those suspect cases will end up being negative. An example is Hong Kong, which is tested, which has had over 100 suspect cases, and the number of confirmed cases remains at zero there. So it's still fairly rare to pick up a positive in the outbreak with SARS. There were either zero or one case out of the whole episode as far as picking somebody up via fever screening. But it's been modified a little bit with targeting essentially everybody that's coming from Wuhan. And so it doesn't rely upon questionnaires or the things along those lines. But the patient does have to have a fever, and over-the-counter medications can pretty well suppress fevers. And so even if somebody does have a fever in China, they can get through fever checks, which is what happened in Japan. He had developed symptoms on the 3rd of January. He flew in on the 6th. He had taken medication, so he didn't register. And he was eventually confirmed because he went to the doctor when he arrived in Japan. But in China, when they're saying there's a confirmed case, that means that person has already tested positive at the local health department, and they've got a two-step process. The ones that are identified locally are then sent to the national lab, and the national lab confirms that. It usually takes about a day, 1 or 2 days. So when China is talking about their current suspect cases, those cases will almost all be confirmed within a day or two as soon as the national lab gets a chance to run the test. And so those are starting to increase fairly dramatically. One place is in Guangdong province, where they had 14 confirmed and 7 suspect, and now 3 of those suspects have been confirmed, so they're up to 17 confirmed and 4 suspect. Beijing province has probably the largest outside of Hubei province, where Wuhan is, and Xinjiang province, I believe they've got 5 confirmed cases now, and I believe 16 suspect. So those numbers are starting to increase. Beijing, I believe, is up to 10 confirmed cases now. And so the various destinations, including other cities in Hubei province, there are, I believe, 11 suspect cases there. They didn't give the cities yet, but when they get confirmed, they'll be in multiple cities in Hubei that don't include Wuhan. Wuhan is added 60 more cases overnight. 2 more cases have died. Now the number of deaths in Wuhan is up to 6. And the deaths and death rates are significantly ahead of the SARS outbreak. And SARS outbreak, for the first 300 confirmed cases, there were 5 deaths. There have been about 300 confirmed cases now in China, but most of those are new cases. So there's no outcomes on the vast majority of those cases. And there already are 6 deaths. So even if all of the critical cases and serious cases that are currently hospitalized survive, they would still have a slightly higher case fatality rate than the initial rate was for SARS, but in all likelihood, more deaths will be announced. Many of these cases are in critical condition, and they're on ECMO machines, they basically breathe for the patient. They take the blood out and oxygenate it and put the blood back in the patient to get the oxygen levels increased in the blood. But that procedure is very intensive, but it's not always successful. And so more deaths are expected, and the fatality rate, the initial fatality rate is likely to be higher. Well, it's definitely going to be higher than the rate was for SARS. As far as the spread of the virus, that's also earlier in 2003, the international spread really began with the Metro Hotel, and that was a physician that came to Hong Kong from Guangdong province. He had been treating patients and had become infected. He checked in the hotel February 20th, and then he infected people in the hotel while he was there, only there for a day, and then those people flew out. And so it really wasn't until March that the first international cases were identified. And so it's still January, and the current outbreak may have started a little bit later. Officially, the first cases were December, whereas for SARS, the first cases were in November. And so it certainly escaped mainland China sooner than it did with the SARS outbreak. And broader, the SARS outbreak from the Metropole Hotel impacted Canada, Vietnam, Singapore, and Hong Kong, and Taiwan. And the current outbreak has already affected the Philippines, Japan, the United States, South Korea, and Taiwan, and so it's pretty much about the same, but a month or two earlier. There's also evidence for a super spreader now. The two ingredients that were missing from the current outbreak were super spreaders and healthcare workers, and there's a report that one person infected 14 healthcare workers in Wuhan, including one that's in critical condition. So the healthcare workers are a barometer, not positive barometer, because they are generally wearing hazmat suits to protect themselves from the virus. And in this case, they got infected in spite of those safeguards. And so I think there are 15 healthcare workers now, and including the 14 by one patient, one of which is in serious condition. So the super spreader was what drove the SARS infections and spread. And so there was the super spreader of the Metropole Hotel, and the woman that went to Toronto actually didn't go to the hospital, but she infected her son. Her son was a super spreader at the hospital. And the same thing happened in Hong Kong, where one of the visitors of the Metropole Hotel was brought into, I think it was St. Margaret's Hospital in Hong Kong. And after he was admitted, he was put on a ventilator, and that, it wasn't a ventilator, but it basically was to help him breathe, and it did spray the virus all over that floor of the hospital, and a large number of people, including interns that came to visit there, got infected. So there were those major events that were associated. One super spreader gave rise to a couple other super spreaders, and that's when the rest of the community outside of China became acutely aware of the problem with that virus. The current virus is actually related to SARS. They are both beta coronaviruses, and they're in group 2B, and they are relatively closely related. They both are found in bats, which is probably the natural reservoir, exactly what species was involved with. Getting the outbreak started at the seafood market, wet market, which sold other animals, including bats. But of late, the cases that wet market was closed down January 1st. And so the incubation period is not that long. So new cases that are showing up now aren't related to the to that wet market, because it hasn't been open since January 1. And there's more and more evidence of smaller clusters that there's human-to-human transmission, and the fact that so many people have picked up the virus while in Wuhan and have the virus all over China, as well as several countries in the world, is an indication that most of those people had nothing to do with a wet market, and almost certainly caught the virus from another person. So the numbers are going up pretty dramatically. Now, as I said, it's over 300, and the countries are first. There have been actually two cases in the Philippines, and then came Japan, and then I'm sorry, not the Philippines, Thailand. Thailand has two cases, and then recently is the Philippines, possibly, as well as Taiwan and the United States now that have confirmed cases. So the virus is moving fairly quickly. More countries are doing testing at their borders, pre-testing of those involved with Wuhan. But now there are clusters showing up that raise the possibility that other locations will have high enough concentrations of the virus that visitors from those cases, from those places, may be bringing the virus in. The Chinese New Year is getting ready to start, so there'll be a lot of, potentially a lot of people export carrying the virus to other countries, and those are additional concerns as the viral load, so to speak, of the whole country is rising because the virus is spreading in the human populations, and are just now getting identified that a new optimized test was recently distributed. And that's why these numbers are starting to increase. Wuhan set up 61 fever clinics so that anyone can walk in off the street and get tested. That is likely to increase the number of confirmed cases in Wuhan pretty dramatically also. So the whole situation is fairly concerning because it does seem to be expanding quicker than SARS. And generally, if the virus is in a new population like humans, there'll be selection for a virus that can grow quicker and pass more easily. And that's what happened with SARS. And it didn't really happen until really late February, and possibly got an earlier start. So the explosion of this virus may be more dramatic in a month or two than it is right now, but it is kind of increasing the numbers on a hourly basis almost. There have been multiple updates today to go from there were 60 in Wuhan alone, and The number started at like 291 this morning, and now it's up to 307, but the 291 was almost 100 higher than it was a day ago. So the numbers are going up fairly quickly, and will continue to do so. So I think that's the quick update for right now. We'll be doing regular updates almost daily in the foreseeable future.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Neiman, for that. Yes, this situation is unfolding rapidly, and this is, I hope all listeners take heed to the warning. You know, this is a very serious situation, and it's escalating dramatically at will in the coming days, so I hope everyone is paying attention to this. Anyway, we'll update as we normally do, so everyone, thank you, and have a nice day.